you know, what does it mean to you to see the Leafs jumping on with the Pro Women's Hockey Players Association? They announced the partnership today. There's no more visible team in the game. It'd be nice if anybody's doing it, but I feel like it has to mean a little bit more that it's coming from a team like the Leafs.
I think I did the happy dance this morning. It's just something that adds such a presence, that visibility, the credibility, and it's saying that, you know, these women belong, we support them. And more importantly, it's providing the foundation, the platform, if you will, for these women to be shown, to be showcased, the resources, the opportunities to say, hey, have a look at these women, play the game that they love. They're excellent. And so that support is going to be crucial moving forward in the opportunities and the visibility that these women get. And I know that they've been, you know, really fighting for this for years, not just for themselves. And I say that very authentically and genuinely. They haven't done it for themselves. They're doing it for, you know, that next generation so it can be better, so that they can have an opportunity to sort of play the game that they love, which is hockey. And hockey is hockey. And show their skill and not have to exit the game early, but have the opportunity to showcase it and play in a professional atmosphere. And I really think, you know, that Brendan Shanahan has been a real supporter of the PWHPA and everything they've done, Brian Burke, over the years. And it's just so important to see the guys kind of wearing the sweatshirt and supporting these women, because, you know, it really makes a massive difference, and it puts it on the map, and it heads in the right direction for that level of professionalism. And just a cute little story, I was on the outdoor rink, I think it was yesterday, and the Rangers had also made their announcement that the women would play at MSG. And, there was a little girl on the rink, and I was playing with my daughters. And one of the gentlemen asked, where did you play? And my daughter piped in and, you know, said I'd been on the national team. And she brought the little girl over and introduced herself. And the first thing they said, she said, my dream is to play professional hockey. And they'd heard about the partnership. And then they asked, you know, where can we watch it? So I think that's the next step. So it's visible, the visibility that these young athletes can see, and then make their choice whether they want to have Mitch Marner be their favorite player, or perhaps Erin Ambrose or Marie-Philippe Poulin. So really excited about today. And more importantly, the platform, the ability for the sponsorship and the marketing, and the ability for these women to really showcase their talents at a professional level.